So yes. What is Marshall McLuhan's take on the tech body?
Oh, that's easy. That lays into the room when he starts giving it before the mechanical bride. He's talking about how you're lost and talking about the remote control and TV and how this whole zeitgeist is creating itself, that it becomes something that you can't understand. And the more you feed it, the more it is. And the more it is, the more you feed, and on and on and on, to the point that it comes into a almost a cataclysm. Okay, and so he was only announcing the befallment of the mechanical bride, that it would actually take over. So that's what he was trying to present. It was warning everybody to say, you don't even know what this is, and yet you still think you're reading books. You're not. And he was even more so glib, because in those days nobody even knew. They thought it was just some esoteric thing. No, what he was saying is, you're not watching TV. TV's watching you. And now with an 8K Sony Bravia XBR2, by God, guess what? They are watching you, Ed.
Well, when he saw a lot of these extensions, like radio and then television, satellites and computers, did he see the tech body?
Medium. No, huh? No. He saw them as mediums. He saw them as mediums. Now, he would even compare them in a weird kind of way to even what they call like psychic mediums. They were weird. Nobody knew what they were either. Same way. Being a Catholic, of course, he was easy to be scared to death. Of course, Bob can tell you all about that. He knows everything.
Well, then, did he see the tech body as a natural progression of these other media?
Of course. That was what the mechanical bride was all about. That the printing press set everything into a cohesive bond where everybody had to be in the same run. Okay, A, E, I, O, and U applied to everything, even if you didn't pronounce it correctly. See, that's what they're proving now. You've seen the things on the tech body where they do the things where the words aren't spelled right and it's all messed up. But if you look at it, you can read it anyway. You've seen those little things where your mind fills in the right spots. Even when things are wrong, you can still read gibberish because your mind straightens it out for you. Well, that's the example of what he was trying to placate, to say that it's not your, it's not under your control, you see.
All right. Well, thank you, Ian. I appreciate our engagement today. And thank you, Mr. Bob.
Great fun. You're always
very good, Ed.
You've been around a long time, Ed. It's doing you some good, Bob.
Okay, thank you, Ian.
Very good, Ed. Thanks. All right. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Who was he talking about? Who was he talking about, Bob? Have we ever talked about that McLuhan dude?
Mostly about Harold Innes. Harold Innes and Vance Packard, not McLuhan.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad as long as it was after CKLN, then that's all that matters.
Long after, yes.
See, there we go. And Christian Murdy, don't forget him.
And we're not talking about Mark Stewart. Ed missed that point. Ed never asked about Mark.
Yeah, he did. He will. He'll get it. That's right. It's all about the, it was what happened to the Tudors, too, so you can't help it. Okay, it's a tight, we got a tight run. Back
hey, here's something. Here's something, Ian. Ed was telling me about the homeless are flooding into his island. Can you have a comment on that?
Yeah. They're running out of. They listen to the show, and we told them to get the fuck out of California, and so they're jumping on the G wagon. They jumping on the G-Wagon, and they're coming over there because the weather's real good over there. And that's where Crazy Maisie Herrera is. And so when Crazy Maisie, everything goes. So they're getting to do real good over there, too. They just go get them in a tree, go live in a tree somewhere and be just right. That's what happens. Hey, and they'll shoot shit in your yard, too. Be careful.